Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
I am the queen of organization, so in today's trending news at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to give you my best tips for decluttering and organizing your home, your workspace, whatever it is, because when you have clutter, when things are all over the place, when your desk is full of papers, you cannot get things done in a good, efficient manner. And based on the fact that we talked about stress at work and stress at home too, those kinds of things are not conducive to a feng shui atmosphere. They're not conducive to being more relaxed. I make lists. So let's start with those lists. If you walked around your house room to room and you see that there is clutter, things you do not use, start with a list of each room. Make a list of what it is you want to do in each room and then go by your list. So in your office and or kitchen, designate a spot for those incoming papers, that incoming mail, that stuff that comes in every single day. Start clearing a start area. Start clearing something off, an area where you want to clear, just one area, and it's your no clutter zone. Counters, kitchens, everything has to be put away. Clear it off. Make sure your kitchen counters don't get too cluttered, because that, again, can be a little bit overwhelming. So clear off those counters. Remember, walk room to room and look at all your spaces and make your list. Use shelves. Clear off some shelves. Get rid of stuff you do not use. As far as getting rid of stuff you do not use, you can call that 1-800-GOT-JUNK kind of thing. You can call any of those companies that clear your stuff out. But really, unless it's really overwhelming, you can do it yourself. It's fun. You take a little walk down memory lane, but then purge. It feels amazing. Purge your pantry. Purge your refrigerator. Use up everything. I mean, until it's empty. And then you go shopping again, nice and fresh. Go into your closet. If there's stuff you haven't worn in 5 years, give it away. Go into your kids' closets. Do the same. Clean out your car if you're someone that clutters up your car. I don't have a lot of time in this segment, so we're going to talk more about tips to declutter your life and organize everything so that life runs just a little bit more smoothly. But that's what we're doing here, and I love to give out that advice. If you've got anything you want me to talk about, just send it on to RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.